بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما عمل آدمي عملا أنجى له من عذاب القبر من ذكر الله. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said: No other action of a person can surpass the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in saving him from the punishment in the qabr. No other action of a person can surpass the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in saving him from the azab of the qabr. At the time of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba were very much shocked and grieved, that many of them became overwhelmed with frustration and doubts of various sorts. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu said, I was also one of those who were given to frustration. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu came to me and greeted me, but I was too absorbed to be aware of his coming. He complained to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that I was upset with him, so much so that I didn't even respond to his salam. Both of them came to me and greeted me with salam, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu inquired why I had not responded to Hazrat Umar's salam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, yes, take a qasam by Allah, most certainly you did. I denied having behaved like this and told them I did not even know of his coming and greeting me. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu accepted my explanation and said, it must have happened so, and that probably I must have been absorbed in some thought. I confessed that I was indeed absorbed in deep thought. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu inquired what it was, and I submitted that I was worried because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had left the world and we had failed to inquire from him the basic thing required for salvation. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said he had made this inquiry from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, I got up and praised him, saying that only he was worthy of this honor because he always excelled in matters of religion. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu then said, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam what basic thing was necessary for salvation, and he replied that whoever accepts the kalima that he had offered to his uncle Abu Talib at the time of his death, which he rejected, that person who accepts it will have salvation, and this kalima definitely leads to salvation. Ulama say, Jaddidu imanakum, that we should renew our iman, especially in this time and age of much trial. And as we are coming closer to Qiyamah, there's more a need to renew our iman. And how do we renew our iman? As the hadith says, recite the kalima la ilaha illallah excessively. Inshallah, for the next 5 to 7 minutes, we encourage one and all to engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.